Blog Talk Radio.
Back, everybody. Welcome back to Can We Talk Fridays. This is Raz Williams, your host, coming to you live once a week from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. After a long, hard working week, I hope you guys are, you know, relaxed and are off to a great weekend. And guys, if you have a question or comment, you can hit us up at 347-945-7310. That number again is 347-945-7310. Or you may email us at canwetalkradio1@gmail.com. That email address again is canwetalkradio1@gmail.com. Every day there are constant headlines in the news that tells us the Bible is being fulfilled and that we are extremely close to the end times. I mean, the more we look at what is going on in the world today, the more we can say with increasing certainty that something big, something different, and something unprecedented is happening. There is a part of us deep inside that knows that humanity and the world is spiraling down. Can there be any doubt that the winds of changes are blowing, and that the pace is intensifying and accelerating right before our own very eyes? Perhaps you find yourself asking, what is going on in the world? What is wrong with it? Has it lost its way? Why does it feel so strange? Well, guys, don't feel alone if you've been feeling like that. Many are wondering the same things, and there's a good reason for it tonight. So tonight's show, we're going to be doing something a little different. Tonight, we're going to be discussing headline and breaking news from around the world to let you guys know what's really going on around us so we can discern the times and know that we are in the last days. So right now, guys, I want to take a little break, and I want to go into a quick song before we get to you guys. And this is 24s by Cannon Jones.
We ride on 24.
You ain't never seen a church boy riding with the top down swerving. Everybody see me bend the curve. Everywhere from 24s, every crib got 50 doors. Don't get nervous, paying top finally paid off.
You ain't never seen a church boy riding with the top down swerving. Everybody see me bend the curve.
Everywhere from 24s, every crib got 50 doors. Don't get nervous.
We land some people know. This city and state we go.
Can't keep that
name, oh Lord. Deep in switching lanes. Both me and their rest of names. Field don't play no games. See someone on the chain. Standing and riding high. Scream Jesus when I'm riding by. Where you gonna be when you die? I'ma be in the sky. We ride on 24. Don't have to sell no drugs. Music to get that blow. Peace of God, go to the pro. Cadillac on. Maybach on. Billy Coop on. Share the hoop on. Drop them, then they give away. Why cause God say give away? But the more I give away, I got more coming back to me. You give, you plenty more. Get the wheel with plenty doors. Stacked up with plenty flow. Don't forget to thank the Lord. Life with pride. Don't think twice.
Rain's falling down. It's Mr. Dale from the M-Town. Behind the limo 10 and I'm sitting sideways. I would brag on the rhyme, but the Christ paid. For the Kenwood, boy, you know I look good. Remote control, got it picking like a Fleetwood. Shorty, I'm so hood, yes, we do it real big. I ride slow for my kids, folks and little kids. They say he's so rich, I say I'm so blessed. No slang gay, but I stay dope, boy, fresh. I blow a tree, all you gotta do is say yes. And you'll be riding with the best, and there's nothing left. I like the boast in him, riding on them grown men. I spit this testament, gangsta, but I'm heaven sent. So I'ma take it to the south where we deal whole. And swing foes, case your ride on 24.
We ride on 24. We ride on 24. We ride on 24.
You ain't never seen a church for riding with the top down swerving. Everybody see me bend the curb.
Every whip on 24s, every crib got 50 doors. Don't get nervous, they ain't drop out of bed.
Twin folks gripping, watch out my panties be dripping. Hustling souls on the mission, so sit back and pay attention. King Kong in the trunk, what you thought I had, Steph? Call my rims a peppermint in case you got that bad breath. If I sit on 24, rims growner than the kid. Million off in the base, so pay attention to the kid. Keisha is the maniac, that's why we sitting on that cream. Yeah, they call me Million, but you can call me Mr. Green. Let me get them good boats with them Lamborghini doors. So I don't care what they hitting for. Messenger, always repping Jesus to them non-believers. So I'm putting heaven in your speakers, whoopers in your tweeters. When I spit the word, I turn a magic trick into a rhyme. Cause I make the devil disappear every single time. Plus I like my wheels tall like Frankenstein. I'm a Laker fan, so I like to call him Kobe Bryant.
If you talk about me, you talking 24. But don't get it twisted, yeah, it's all about the soul. Got 24s on my wrist, bang. And my chain hang, I like to call them Gucci, man. I keep it moving, man, and I ain't even trying. I'm a beast transformed to Optimus Prime. I like to keep it real, I like to flick the real. Young boys are trill, how I'm on the deal.
Round 24.
All right, guys, we're back. I believe there are a few people today who would argue with the observation that we continue to live on the planet that is driven primarily by fear. We constantly hear of wars, greed, the suppression of the poor and the weak, deception by political and religious leaders, hatred, racial biases, materialistic self-gratification, and overindulgences, the destruction of our planet to feed our greed, the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few, and the social injustice all over the planet because of it. Has anyone ever noticed that America seems to be going crazy? I'm not talking about the woo-hoo, let's go out and have some fun kind of crazy. I'm talking about the lock them up in a loony bin kind of crazy. Our society is rapidly coming apart at the seams, and people are seriously starting to lose it. Criminals are going crazy. Young people are going crazy. Children are going crazy. Law enforcement authorities, are going crazy. And the federal government must certainly be going crazy. Way too many Americans seem to be losing all sense of what is right and what is wrong. Way too many Americans seem to be losing all sense of what it means to treat others with dignity and respect. Yes, the economy is falling apart and people are feeling the stress of hard times. But it goes much deeper than that. It is almost as if some sort of mental illness is spreading throughout our society that is expressing itself in thousands of different ways. We're seeing anger, rage, malice, brutality rise to very dangerous levels. Our population has become way too greedy, proud, selfish, and hateful. America's on a very dangerous road and we need to wake up. So we're going to be talking about the news headlines and really what's going on in the world today. And the first headline that I have is this, naval base mass shooting. You may have heard this in the news, guys. There was a horrific mass shooting September 16th where 13 people were killed, including the crazed gunman that decided to go on a shooting rampage in a naval base in Washington, D.C. on Monday morning. The nation was up in arms. People didn't know what was going on. When further reports came out on the gunman, he turned out to be a paranoid schizophrenic. And also reportedly that he had called the police a few days prior to the attack and reported that he was hearing voices in his head. It also turns out that this particular base was warned prior to the shooting by the police. This crazed gunman, when he called the police, said that he was hearing voices coming from the walls in his motel. He could hear voices going through the floors. He could sense vibrations going through his body. And two words, guys, is demonic oppression, which probably led to demonic possession. And anyways, the police informed the naval base and who said that they would look into this, but never took it serious enough. Nevertheless, Monday happened and 13 people lost their lives. And it was very unfortunate, a very unfortunate situation. My prayers go out to the families that were lost, you know, who lost their loved ones. And I think we have Mr. Monty Ambrose on the line. How you doing, Monty?
How you doing, Raz?
Pretty good, man. Welcome back to Can We Talk, sir. Absolutely, brother. Man, what do you think about this headline with the guy going berserk at the naval base in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tragic. Of course it's tragic. Lives were lost. And, you know, it's even worse if the lost lives were not saved. And so, but the thing is, it's just showing us that, you know, we're dealing with times that are alarming, and I pray that people take from this that it's time to be spiritually alert and stop just going with the flow and have some discernment, because things are happening around you that might not affect you at that moment, but you're in a climate where you need to be aware, because, you know, the people that were affected by this gunman probably saw signs of the times, you know, not necessarily from the individual of the times, but, you know, you're going with the flow to the point where you don't discern what's going on. You find yourself in these predicaments, and it's sad. But for as far as this specific incident, you know, it's sickening that somebody would put it in their mind to kill others for no reason.
Absolutely.
You know, no,
absolutely,
no real reason.
Absolutely, man. I mean, honestly, dude, like I was just saying right now that, something's really going on in this world that's going really crazy, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people have watched the movie The Matrix, and it feels like we're in some kind of, like, illusion type of dream world, man, where things are just getting crazy and out of control, man. And I really believe, my personal opinion, that the guy was demonically possessed. He had called the police 3 days prior to this attack, claimed that he heard voices coming from the floor and from the walls in his room. He also claimed that vibrations, these voices were sending vibrations through his body, as if through some kind of microwave device. That's what he reported to the police. So
wow.
To me, this guy was going through some kind of demonic oppression in his mind, which later on probably led to demonic possession. You know, which, you know, guys, I mean, absolutely. The veil between the supernatural and the natural is getting very thin. We're in the last days, man. Go ahead, Ronnie.
I believe it. Look, and another thing to consider, this guy might have been spiritually sensitive, meaning, you know, more sensitive than other people to the unseen world, and he was taken advantage of, which led to demonic possession or, you know, oppression, however you want to word it. But I believe he was, whether he was spiritually sensitive by nature or, you know, inducing it through drug use or whatever. But, yeah, it was pretty sad. And it was obvious. They said it was premeditated. Like, the guy, he had to smuggle the gun in piece by piece, like, you know, in pieces.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so it was, yeah, it took, it was had some forethought on it. And a lot of people suffer behind this guy's unnoticed state of being.
Definitely. Well, here's another headline news I wanted to discuss, and this is, and the headline is this: increase of mass shooting in Obama's presidency. And this is another interesting article I was reading about the number of mass shootings that have happened under the presidency of Barack Obama. There has been 19 mass shootings since Obama has been in office. That's a lot. Yeah. Mass shootings is defined as four or more people being killed by a crazed gunman. Hmm. Something to think about. Is this an accident? I mean, could it be that the moment President Obama declared that America was no longer a Christian nation, that by speaking this into the atmosphere, that the protection barrier was lifted off even more? Just asking. People, do you have the blood of covering or the blood of Jesus over you guys, over your homes, over your children, over your bodies, over your spouse, over yourself? If not, then you need to, because that's the only way you are going to be protected in these last and evil days. And I'm not trying to sound cute. I'm trying to be real. People, it's the only way you and I and all who hear the word of the Lord can be protected in this final hour. And that's the blood covering of Jesus is in effect in your life. What do you think about that, Ronnie?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because – you know, I want to just reinforce what you said. What I think about it is that it's extremely important to be covered by the blood, to be saved by the Savior, to be brought into the kingdom of light, to free yourself and overcome the darkness that is in this world, the darkness that we're reading about in the headlines, the darkness that we've become used to, the darkness that we overlook. You need to come out of it, and the only way to come out of it is not by anything you do, but it's by what has been done for you by who created you. And that's the shed blood that was on the cross that we know about, or we may have heard about, that happened 2,000-plus years ago, but I believe it's time for us to start knowing about it and living as though we believe it, because the scriptures say, there's nowhere in the Bible that it says things get better. Nowhere in the Bible does it says things will get better. They're going to get worse. They're going to get worse. And we read this in the Bible, and as we're told things are going to get worse, we're also told that we've been warned ahead of time. So these headlines and these things, these tragedies and the calamity, is not a surprise or a shock. You know, as a believer who studies their scripture, you know that things are not going to get better, that they're only going to get worse, even more reason to go ahead and give your life to who gave it to you, and give your life and live for the one that died for you. And so it's just please be aware that it's not, the scripture says it's going to be just as it was in the days of Noah. People were carrying on. Society was moving at its own pace. But it's the pace of society is opposed to the kingdom of God. And so, you know, the things that we're listening to, the clothes that we choose to wear, the styles that we choose to walk in, they all oppose. If they're not on a biblical foundation, they oppose the Creator. And you're making yourself an enemy to God. So, you know, it's just with these headlines and with what the Scripture is saying, be obedient to the one who made you and give your life to him so that you can have life more abundantly on this planet and you will be able to go into eternal life. So, you know, I'm just trying to encourage whoever's hearing this to be saved and act like it. Be saved and then act like it. You know, there's a lot of compromise that goes on as far as a lot of Christians, you know, and we need to deny it every day. We need to refuse living like the world every single day.
You know, it's so interesting you say that, Ronnie, and I want to keep it real, you know, we're Christians, but at the same time, you know, we're in this world, we got to keep it real. There are more people more concerned about where their next piece of vagina is coming from or where their next penis is coming from versus the things of God. And if that's you listening right now, you guys better stop that, man. You need to wake up because time is short. And, you know, when like Ronnie said, in the last days, it's going to be like in the days of Noah, where people are carrying on, partying, you know what I mean, you know, sleeping around, doing any and everything in the name of fun, in the name of arousal, outside of the will of God, like nothing's going to happen. Like you can do anything you want and there's no consequences. That's a lie. So...
Yep.
Hmm. Well, check this out, Ronnie. Here's my next headline that I wanted to read today, and that's this: a new gun that allows cops to shoot and capture your DNA.
Wow.
This was taken from the Blaze newspaper, and it reports that there's a new gun that allows law enforcement officers to use in crowd control situations on people or supposedly criminals from running away or disappearing into the crowd, so that an arrest can be later made. So that means that your DNA can be tagged invisibly without you even knowing. And guess what the gun is called, Ronnie?
What's it called?
Select the mark. Select.
What?
Sound familiar? Select the mark. Interesting, huh?
Oh, select the. Okay, yeah.
So that means that you know your DNA can be marked without you even knowing, and then. I mean, imagine what that could mean in the wrong hands.
Exactly.
What do you think about that article, Ronnie?
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know we were there yet, but I'm not surprised. One thing I would like, whoever is stunned by that article or you know has just been made aware of that. You know, concept, before we get to hear about it, before the whispers come out about it, before, you know, new technology breaks the news, it's already probably a decade to at least 5 years old already.
Absolutely.
And it gets tested. And the results are calculated, and then before we get the version, we get the watered-down version. So if they're telling you that, you know, police officers are going to have this sort of technology, you can believe that something at least 10 times worse is already in the lab right now.
Mm.
Even with your phone, by the time you get the new iPhone in your hand, the next one has already been made. Probably the next two have already been made. And so the technology is not new. When we get it, it's already been played out as far as government getting it. Because you got to look. I'd like everyone to look at the battery on your phone and read what it says. Read what the FCC which is your federal government, says about your device. It clearly says that your device is supposed to receive interference and it's not supposed to be able to interfere. So what they're telling you is that you're walking around with a device that has to, according to your government, receive interference, but it cannot, according to your government, interfere. you know, transmitting radio waves, things of that nature. And so they're telling you right there the possibility to tap you, follow you, track you. It's something that the government has in mind, even in these crude devices that we got now. So, you know, please wake up. Or at least ask why.
Wow. Well, you heard it, folks. That's a good point, Ronnie. Here's my next headline, Pope Francis. Pope Francis says that the church cannot interfere with gays and abortions. Wow. Ooh. Well, that's interesting. You know, many people believe that Pope Francis is going to be the last pope according to the prophecy of Malachi. Many others believe that he may very well be the false prophet spoken of in the book of Revelations. Again, guys, there are a lot of signs that says we are living in the last days, and we have to keep our armor on. We have to make sure our walk is narrow and be able to discern by the Holy Spirit the things that are true and the things that are false. Now, this statement coming from Pope Francis is absolutely false. That's just heresy, man. Ryan, what's your comments on the statement by Pope Francis?
First off, his statement is in total opposition. His statement, the fact that the body that represents God cannot interfere with homosexuality and gay lifestyles, is that what that was?
Homosexuality and abortions.
Okay, and abortions. First off, one, if you go to Corinthians, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 6:9, okay? You look at your 1 Corinthians 6:9, and there's a list of behaviors or habits or things that you do on purpose that keep you from going into the kingdom of God, and one of them is homosexuality. And so for me, what I'm doing, I'm not interfering with homosexuality. I'm not have no part of homosexuality. I'm trying to persuade the homosexual at this time, while it's still daytime, while the door of salvation is still open, I'm trying to persuade the person that God created to lay that desire aside and desire to please God to enter the kingdom of eternal life. So I have to interfere with that when the opportunity is made. Interfere doesn't mean offend these people and, you know, try to get legislation to keep them out of our town and all this and that. No. I just need to be able to preach the gospel, the good news, that there's a Savior that can deliver you from that mentality or deliver you from that deception that you're living in. So that's one. With the homosexuals, the body of Christ is called to minister and function as an agent of truth. Two, the abortion is taking innocent lives. That's what abortion is. Murder. And that's another one of the things on that list that of practices. That when I say practice, I'm talking about behavior that you do on purpose. Premeditated things that you do, knowing the consequence. You understand? Murder is something that keeps you out of the kingdom. You understand? Murdering an innocent life is something that you need to be washed out of your slate. And the only thing that can wash that out of your slate is the blood that was shed on the cross. And the only thing that can free your mind and deliver you is renewing your mind by devoting yourself to the Word of God, which we call the Bible. And so the Pope is in total opposition of what we're called to do. See, if I take the Pope's advice, guess what I can't be? The salt and the light. When the Savior says, I'm to be the salt and the light on this earth. And so I'm going to listen to the Savior. So this is more evidence that the Catholic institution is not, you know, in line with Scripture. So, you know, I'm not coming up against any person that's breathing air. I'm coming up against systems, deceptions, and misdirections that, you know, that can blind you and take you off course. So yeah, I'm not surprised, but you know, I am disappointed because they have billions of people or millions of people that believe they're in right standing with God due to their association with Catholicism when they couldn't even be far from the truth is what I want to say.
Absolutely, that's an excellent point, Ryan. And I actually do want to read 1 Corinthians 6:9. It says, "Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men." And that and the word and that those words, it means men who have sex with men, and it translates to Greek words that refer to passive and active participants in homosexual acts. So this is what Pope Francis is actually saying, that the church cannot interfere. Now let's look at at Matthew 7:15, verses 20-23, and it says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Thus, by their fruits you will recognize them. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not preach to people in your name and drive out demons, perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Now, Pope Francis, your statement, bruh, you are a false prophet. You are not infallible. I mean, for you to say that you're a man of God, supposedly man of God, and you do not stand for the. Remember, what did Jesus Christ say to the people that were following him? "Why do you call me friend when you do not do the things that I ask you to do?"
Wow.
Exactly. Pope Francis, is he sticking up for Christ? Is he saying the church cannot interfere? Wow.
Raz.
Deception, people.
The thing about the Pope that people overlook, you gotta, like, I pray they look into this, you know, because I know there's a lot of Catholics that just want the truth, you know what I mean? But when they voted the Pope in, they were chanting something. Anybody out there who's listening, go and look up what they were chanting. It was like Vicra Christ, which means the replacement for Christ. So they call the Pope the replacement for Christ. They call the Pope Christ incarnate. And that's how they reverence this person as God, the false prophet. And we got to remember, what is Antichrist? It's not just being against Christ. It's trying to be instead of Christ. And so this crowd of believers or worshipers or whatever they deem themselves were screaming, "Replacement Christ, replacement Christ."
Wow.
As a title for the Pope. Yeah, and that's so anti-Christ that can save you. But, you know, remember the scripture says, beware, be on the lookout. Watch out, test everything, because it might look good, but it's really a tomb.
You know, and that's so true. I mean, let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. "Do not be taken in by people who look like groveling to angels and worshiping them." People like that are always going on doubt. Actually, no, I don't want to read that. The scripture that I wanted to point to was that beware of, you know, workers of iniquity. You know what I mean? Warning those people who have seducing doctrines. And
right.
And we're seeing this right now. I mean, the reason why this is so damaging, because this is going to lead into my next art news headline I wanted to read. And that's Methodist preachers marry gays. Now, this headline is out of Charisma News, where Methodist pastors defy church law and are now wedding gays. So now, from this admission of Pope Francis, who's just said, that the church cannot interfere with gays and abortions. That's what he just said. So now these pastors are running with that,
And now they believe they now have the green light to go ahead and go against God Himself. Wow. So guys, let me just say this. We must be careful as ambassadors of Christ here on this earth what we say is of the Lord and what is not of the Lord. Let's make this clear, people. The New World Order system is here alive and operating. The New World Order system was not created by some group of wacko conspiracy theorists. The New World Order is actually prophesied in the Bible in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 23 to 26, and also chapter 8. So that's what's going on, people. America's going crazy. America's liberties are being stripped right from underneath our noses because things are changing. People are going to be surprised, Ronnie, one day, and it's going to be like they just woke up because all hell is going to suddenly break loose. And it might seem like it just happened, but actually, no. It happened inch by inch by inch. Guys,
yep.
You know what we need to do is to make is you need to make your, you know, man. You know, those of you who are, you know, we need to get our homes in order. We need to get our house in order. We need to make sure that if we're still involved in some kind of sin, addiction, bondage, that we go before the Lord and be honest and be real with the Lord. Lord, this is what I'm struggling with. I'm looking to be used by you. I'm looking to live my life by you, but I'm struggling with this bondage, with this fear, this torment, with this addiction, with this sin. And guys, God will help you with it if you allow him to. So here's some more breaking news that I want to discuss. The disrespect of the elderly. And it says, the respect for the elderly has totally gone out of the window in America. For example, down in Georgia, two caregivers were recently charged with waterboarding an 89-year-old woman that they were supposed to be taking care of. Police charged these two caregivers at a Jonesboro facility with waterboarding an 89-year-old woman. Clayton County Police said Jamila Steed and Cicely Reed held down Anna Foley after an argument that started over ice cream. Wow, can you believe that, brother?
That's sick, man.
Man.
That's it.
Check this out. TSA sexual assault. When the federal government first began putting naked body scanners into airports and began implementing enhanced pat-downs of travelers, many warned that hordes of sicko perverts would start applying for jobs for the TSA. Well, it turns out that one TSA employee is now being charged with a nightmarish sexual assault. The following is how WJLA in Washington, D.C. describes what he's being charged with. The suspect, whose name is Harold Glenn Rodman, who's 52 years old, allegedly was wearing his uniform and displayed a badge to the victim, a 37-year-old woman. Police arrested Rodman on November 20th. He is charged with aggravated sexual battery, object sexual penetration, forcible sodomy, and abduction with intent to defile. Wow. Ronnie, what do you think about the article, man?
It's sick, brother. It's sick. You know, we're living in a world that has been weaned away from the truth. When I say the truth, I mean the Word of God, the Spirit of God, acknowledging God, speaking about God. They've been weaned away from the truth in so many ways that a lot of us are in a society is depraved, is starving. Like, I don't know if anyone who's listening has ever, like, gone without food for a couple days. You know, you get real irritable. You get impulsive. You know, you got the short temper, and you know, you can't really think straight. You can't see straight because your body is so yelling at you, so loud to feed it, that, you know, you're distracted. And this is what society is. But their lack is not a lack of food, natural food. Their lack is a lack of spiritual food. And it's showing in so many ways, you know, like this article, taking advantage of elderly people. If you don't have old people in your family, that's one. If you don't have the concept in your mind that could be me in about 50, 40 years. But see, with no without the spirit of truth in your life, in some measure, without you building your trust in God, knowing that you're before God, you know, there's nothing that you won't do, including something like this, you know. And so, it's sad, but this is the society. This is what the society that we live in is breeding.
Absolutely. You know, and it's sad because, you know, society is becoming so sexualized. And now, check this out. Now, even little children are raping each other. Check out this next article from Ohio. Authorities in Southwest Ohio have charged a 13-year-old boy with raping a 5-year-old girl in a McDonald's play area. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office said Monday that the alleged assault occurred October 29th. That was last year at a McDonald's in the Cincinnati suburb of Anderson Township. The sheriff's spokeswoman, Steve Barnett, says the girl's grandmother was nearby in the restaurant at the time. I mean, man, what is going on? So now, parents, you have to keep a close eye on your children, on your precious babies. You know, this world, I mean, and to me, Ronnie, that really has just shown me that in the last days how it really has become like the days of Noah, because in the days of Noah, they were freaks. These guys were high-level freaks, man. They wanted to freak with even angels, man. Can you believe that?
Yep.
Man. Wowee.
I want to say something about the over-sexualized, society that we're in. It's not only sexual, but it's carnal, meaning like it's based on what you can see. It's based on how good it looks. It's not based on its value. It's just based on its ability to please your frame of mind. Now, everybody's mind has been shaped by that TV in some way or fashion. And you're not going to watch television for a day without seeing, you know, underdressed women, sexual situations. You're going to see perversion in the form of comedy. You're going to see lewdness. You're going to see, you're just going to see all the things that make you a wrong person. And so what you're doing is you're putting all these things in your heart by watching them. You're absorbing them. And then guess what? They become you. And you become them, and that's just the way the human, that's how we were created. You see, what we're supposed to be absorbing are the things of God. And the plan was that we absorb God's word, and we become God's word, because we absorb it, and it becomes us. But now the plan, we've been derailed, society's been derailed, because what they're absorbing comes from, you know, the mass media. And if you backtrack it, you'll find out that the god of this world is Satan, and the leader of your society is Satan. And so you're being fed by the evil hand, you feel? And so you get this oversexed society where every movie is about sex. Every movie, every television show, and what's considered interesting to society has to do with fornication, sex outside of marriage, has to do with adultery, sex, you know, outside of marriage as well, you know. I guess the fornication is sex before marriage. The adultery would be sex outside of marriage. You know, everything that's considered fun or entertaining has to do with being the sort of person that God calls you not to be. God calls you to not be a fornicator. God calls you to not be an adulterer. God calls you to be modest. God calls you to consider how you're built, what situation you're in, and what position you might put yourself in if you're not wise about how you present yourself. That's my way of telling it to the ladies, to where, you know, I can understand on a hot day, you know, I'm not saying wear a suit of armor. I'm not saying wear the burqa like, you know, the Muslim women. I'm just saying dress in a way that you won't give the wrong impression. That's all. But the society is so oversexed that your music is not telling you to do anything except to fornicate and have a good time in your fornication and adultery. The TV shows are giving you the same message. And so you there's no escape from it. It's going into your ears and into your heart. It's going before your eyes, into your eyes, into your heart. And you're just an oversexed person, and you begin to react that way. And we're seeing it now in our children. I'm sure it's not just now. This is just the cases that we're hearing about. So, you know, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
Definitely. Guys, if you listen to the show, we're just talking about headline news, people open your eyes. And we're just discussing, we're doing something different this week, and we're just talking about different headline news around the world that's letting us know that we're in the last days. So, guys, if you have a question or comment, if you want to share something, you have something you want to talk about, give us a call at 347-945-7310. It looks like we have a caller from the 909 area code. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, I guess they just want to listen in. That's fine. No problem. And so, Ronnie, here's my next point, my next headline. The federal government has become so paranoid that they have been putting GPS tracking devices on the vehicles of thousands of people that have not been charged with committing any crimes. The following is a short excerpt from a recent Wired magazine article about this issue. The 25-year-old resident of San Jose, California, says he found the first one about 3 weeks ago on his Volvo SUV while visiting his mother in Modesto, about 80 miles northeast of San Jose. After contacting Wired and allowing a photographer to snap pictures of the device, it was swapped out and replaced with a second tracking device. A witness also reported seeing a strange man looking beneath the vehicle of a young man's girlfriend's while her car was parked at work, suggesting that a tracking device may have been retrieved from her car. Then things got really weird. When police showed up during a Wired interview with a man, the young man who asked to be identified only as Greg is one among an increasing number of U.S. citizens who are finding themselves tracked with high-tech devices. The Justice Department has said that the law enforcement agents employ GPS as a crime-fighting tool with great frequency, and GPS retailers have told Wired that they have sold thousands of devices to the feds. Ronnie, what do you think about that comment? Ooh.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's real. It's live. It suits the time we're in. It suits the government we're under. It suits, I don't know if people remember. I'm sure people remember, but, you know, 9/11 just passed not too long ago. And we got to remember, after 9/11, we got something called the Patriot Act. And, you know, amongst a bunch of other stuff, the Patriot Act also opened the door to tapping U.S. citizens. Behind the Patriot Act, you know, like there were several cases like a truck driver was driving from crossing the country, crossing state to state, like let's say from California to Nevada to go purchase cars at an auction. And they were driving with cash to purchase the vehicles. They got pulled over, they got stopped, their money was taken, and the person was arrested because they had over $10,000 on their person. And having more than 10 grand on you deems you some kind of risk according to your Patriot Act. And due to the Patriot Act, for, you know, the threat of, because there's a threat of, there might be a threat of terrorism, your money can be taken from you, held against you, and you have to go through all sorts of federal loopholes to get your – you're going to have to go to court and all kinds of procedures to get your money back. And they can hold on to your money for as long as they want. They can, you know, make you work for something that you already own. And it's all due to your Patriot Act. And this sounds like it – if someone was to complain, they would get the same, you know, well, due to the 9/11 and the Patriot Act, this is totally legal as far as your government's concerned, whether you knew it or not.
Absolutely.
So that's what it sounds like. It just sounds like more of the same, man. That, you know, I hope that hearing these articles, and don't just hear them, go investigate, these articles that we're talking about, investigate the things that we're saying, and see for yourself that this is really happening.
Definitely, you know, it is really happening. But people still don't believe. They, you know, we got a lot of Christians, you know, like ostriches with their head buried in the sand. They don't believe that, you know, what's really going on, and it's very sad to say, but it's the truth nonetheless. Ronnie, what articles do you have for us today?
Well, right, I just found one that you know, I don't know the result of it, because this is some reason happening right now in our time right now. And it's a story about a Huntington Beach teenage boy who is a transgender. I believe, is a transgender when you go through the operation?
I think it's while you're going through the you're going through the process of being converted from male to female. Exactly. Uh huh.
Okay. And so we've got a transgender teenager who's running for prom queen. And so let me read this article here. It says, a transgender teen is making history at Marina High School in Huntington Beach after he was selected as one of the top 10 finalists for homecoming queen. And so we've got this young man. He was born Lance Campbell, but has been living as a woman for the past 3 years. The 16-year-old said that he always felt trapped in the wrong body, even as a child, according to Campbell. His shot at becoming homecoming queen isn't just about a little, but it's a hard-fought token of, here's the key word, acceptance. Acceptance. And so that's a key word now when you're reading these things. Now, you know, he says that gay people have been brought into the limelight it is to them, and is a very touched on subject, being gay. But, you know, Campbell said that it's much more talked about than transgender is. So meaning this is a position for limelight and fame to bring the transgender up to the front, because the gays are hogging all the limelight, is what that little paragraph just said. But you got Campbell, the young man who was making waves online with his videos and blogs, you know, admitted his sexual expression comes at a price, including cyberbullying, even face-to-face harassment in hallways at school. And I don't encourage that at all. That's not going to get the person to hear you. That's not going to do anything but show your lack of awareness. It's going to show your ignorance to the issue, because the person is struggling, and they don't. That lifestyle is a struggle in itself. So you don't need to heap on any, you know, harassment or, you know, attack their character, because just living that lifestyle, the Bible says in Romans. Yeah, I believe it's in Romans 1:22 or 1:27 in that area. The Bible says that just that lifestyle alone, you know, heaps on so much pain, and, you know, so please don't bully them. And so, you know, this young man gets harassed, and he says the issue of transgender expression within the public school system has reached national attention with the efforts of California Governor Jerry Brown, who recently signed a controversial bill into law which allows transgender students in public schools to participate in sex-segregated programs, activities, and facilities in line with their birth gender and self-perception. And so that sounds strange. But still, the young man's mother worries about his safety, you know, and here's what the mother had to say, that she's so glad that so many people have walked this path before her son, paving the way, and have laid the groundwork, see, said the mother of the young man. And here's a key word, Cassidy hopes to be a model of social change. If you don't remember anything, remember those two words, social change, with a crown in tow, you know, at this year's homecoming. So you got, this person, they voted to see how far he would get today at their school. This is happening. This is for this week. This is for this November's homecoming coming up in California, like by the beach. So this is happening right now. I just want the people to remember the key words in this article to me were, this person wants to be a model for social change. We read the Bible. We that believe in the Bible. We that love the Bible because of the promises and what it says and how clear it is. Know that the Father, it says the Savior is the same today and yesterday and forever. That equals no change. Society here is subject to change. And so I'm going to go with what's everlasting. But, you know, you got to watch out that the plot and the ploy and the goal is social change. And so your society belongs to the devil because he's the god of this world. And your society is changing into his creation and to oppose the true creation. So we want to be aware that, you know, and we need to pray for these, against these people, and speak to them and not just about them in love, you know, no bullying, no harassing. You know, if you see an open door, just tell the truth to the person in love. Don't even let it be your word or opinion. Let it be God's word that you speak to them. Because that's the power of God. The gospel, the good news, is the power of God. And so, but, you know, here we have this transgender person following the footsteps of others that are giving him confidence to persuade others that have no confidence into doing something that says so many things against God. When you say that, oh, I'm trapped, I'm a woman in a boy's body, what you're saying is God made a mistake, and God doesn't make mistakes. When you're saying, I want to go through a procedure to turn me from what God made me to what I want to be, you've just made yourself God, and you reject the Father. And in the lowest terms that I can come with, you bite the hand that made you. You disrespect the Father and Creator of life. And so, you know, this is the times that we're in. And if this young person wins, I don't believe it's because the person was a queen, because you would have to be a woman to be a queen. You're not a woman unless you were born one. And so if the person wins, I believe it's just to further the cause of social change. And the other key word in there was acceptance. And the thing is, you might be accepted in society because that changes, but the Savior doesn't change. And he says that kind of lifestyle does not enter. You choose that lifestyle over the kingdom of God when you live your life that way. And it's just not worth it. But, yeah, so, you know, what do you got to say about that article?
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting article, Ronnie, and again, that's pretty much reflecting what we've been talking about, that, you know, there's an agenda to through a system called gradualism, where they gradually, inch by inch, socially engineer the masses, you know, society, reintroducing what they want you to how they defining how they want you to live your life versus how God wants you to live your life. And, you know, 50 years ago, we would never believe this if we heard it today. You know what I'm saying? But now it's coming up. It's like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? It's becoming more acceptable. Leave him alone. Don't judge him. Who are you to judge him? So I just think that it's
I mean, we've talked about it all. We've talked about the feminine man wearing the skinny jeans. We talked about the feminization of man and society and all this other garbage. I mean, it's just happening, brother. It's just coming down to it. It's just another tool, another propaganda mechanism to push the agenda of homosexuality, to push this agenda of confusing the gender roles in society. And that's pretty much what's coming, brother.
Well, I just hope the listeners hear what you're trying to tell them. They're breaking us off in increments. You can't just you got to lure. It takes time for a situation to get bad, and they're giving us this evil doctrine, whether it be the homosexuality being accepted, whether it be the genetically modified food, whether it just be the blindness that humanity has towards humanity is coming in increments, a little bit at a time. Then that little thing that didn't matter so much is part of this monster that is aggressively changing your society. So,
you know I do want to say to Ron, my heart goes out to the young mothers and young families out there who are raising small kids who are babies right now. Imagine the kind of world they're going to have to grow up in. If this continues to go this way, if it continues to head down this slippery slope, imagine what kind of world they're going to grow up in. What kind of confusion? I mean, it's so hard. Even as believers, it's so hard for you to live holy. You can look around, there's sex everywhere, on billboards, on TV. Imagine what these kids are bombarded with. Their curriculum is even being modified and changed to accept Steve and Harry and even Eva.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, imagine that these kids' poor psyche is being manipulated and distorted and twisted by satanic educational curriculum. Imagine
That's
what parents have to go through in order to, I mean, seriously, it's a battle, brother. It's a battle. We have to pray, man. I mean, parents, if you listen right now, you all have to pray over your kids. And really, don't. I mean, I know some of you have to work hard. You work a lot of hours. But don't allow the enemy to put you in that trap of, and that's what Satan does, Ronnie. He makes us work in the system, slaving away to try to pay off credit cards, to try to do this, try to do that. We're not putting our trust and faith in God. And we're becoming slaves of the system. You ever heard of the rat race? Even if you're in the race, you're still a rat. But anyway, man, I just want to say that this is serious because we really gotta keep our eyes open and protect our children, man. Because stuff like this, it's you know, they're gonna dictate to you how to raise your children. They're gonna dictate to you what is. They're gonna tell your children what to believe, what's really reality. And as a consequence, they're going to grow up being twisted and distorted and completely anti-Christ. And that's what Satan is doing. He's raising an army of people to be anti-Christ, to oppose Christ in the end times. That's what it's about. He's trying to destroy the duplicating of God's image here on this earth. How does he do that? Stop men and women from procreating, create an army of homosexuals. You know what I mean? Man, it's crazy, man. Come on, dude.
Hey, I wanna elaborate on what you're saying. The fact that the children, okay, if you take your typical home, okay, now I know, like me, I grew up in a single parent home for the most part, okay. That's what's happening in a lot of places, and so my thing is, I'd like to speak to the parents again. That the enemy will lure you away, whether it be with the baby mama drama, whether it be with the deadbeat dad who's, you know, you had a baby by a player or whatever. But that conflict between the parents is not necessarily to attack the parents, although it does, but the main focus is to distract the parents so that the child is vulnerable. The child's going to be vulnerable to the effects of my mom and dad are always arguing. And then the devil has a foothold on this child, a doorway into this child. the child is vulnerable and affected by, you know, I only get my dad on the weekends. So they need to fill in that week without dad with what? With television, with subculture, with hip-hop, with rock, with goth. That will be their parent, and tell them and give them assurance that they don't find from their dad, because their dad is only allowed to pick them up on the weekends because the court ordered that. And so when there's strife with the parents, you know, I'm pleading with whoever, somebody might be going through something with their spouse and overlooking the fact that it's not really to attack you, the man or the woman. This is a ploy to keep you distracted with your life or your stress, to where you overlook the kid and then the enemy through society, through the devices that he has, can lure your child away from ever knowing God, because you are either busy working that 12-hour shift just to make Christmas happen, and Christmas has nothing to do with God. But while you were working those 12 hours, who was teaching your child? Who was influencing your child? What, the spirit of darkness and the powers and principalities are taking advantage of the child's mind, entering the child's heart. And so the main point is, parents, no matter what you're going through, cover your children in prayer. No matter what you're going through, it's better that this child has a strong foundation in the Lord, not because you say do it, but because you're doing it as well, and they got a strong example in you. And it might not lead to the road to riches, but it will lead to the road to eternal life, wisdom, and the favor of the Father. So, you know, I just, you know, out of love for all parents and families, you know, let's consider our children, because they're going to be subject to these things. And if we don't teach them how to discern, walk away, ignore, and avoid some of this stuff that's being put into law, that's being forced upon us for social change, we need to equip them. And so it's really about them.
And you made a very good point, Ronnie. And I want to, you know, we're going to be doing a show very soon about the definition of a true godly man. And I think it's so important for men. If you're listening, you really need to treat these women correctly. You really need to be true men and not fakes and phonies and brainwashed monkeys, you know, running around and acting stupid and you know, impregnating women and having sex and just disrespecting women. There's so many dishonorable men out there, Ronnie, man, disrespecting women. It's unreal. And you know, and for women out there, you know, really, please, sisters, you need to. Really, no matter how lonely you get, no matter the temptation that's out there, the things that you see that it captivates you when these guys are talking to you, you will learn. It'll behoove you to learn that there's two different types of men: men sent from God to bless your life, and men sent from the devil to destroy you. The men sent from the devil, they don't wear horns with a pitchfork. They look good too. You have to have the Holy Spirit to discern who is of God and who is not. In these last days, the Bible calls the devil, you know, he's a thief, he's a robber. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's to put you with a no-good dude to destroy your life, so your child is now without a mom and dad, and now Satan has access to destroy a new generation. Guess what? By stopping the duplication of the image of God. So that child now grows up with mental problems and emotional issues because there's no daddy or mommy around. You see what I'm saying? So it starts with us choosing correctly, walking with God, trusting God. Man, it's all connected, man. What do you think about it, Ronnie?
I mean, it's true. It's true. Because, look, if we don't choose, we're created with a free will, you see, and the enemy knows this. And so if the enemy is successful at letting us know only evil, then we're going to have a hard time knowing the difference between good and bad, because everything I've been doing that I thought was good was wrong. Being a player, being, you know, successful according to society standards, that would lure me away and far away from the truth. So, you know, just, fellas, just let's and women as well, let's really take a good look at ourselves. Let's line ourselves up with the Bible, and we can overcome a lot with the Spirit and the power of God.
Absolutely. I think we have Nikki on the line. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm at a prophetic conference, which I needed, but, you know, I can't neglect my show. So I know I'm coming in late, but I'm here.
Absolutely, Nikki.
Back
good to have you, Michelle, man. Nikki, you've been hearing what we've been talking about. Do you have any comments right now?
Well, actually, I came in on the tail end of what you guys are talking about, and I did hear what you were basically admonishing to the women out there as to, you know, basically using discernment in the man that. Well, it shouldn't be a man that you pick. It should be a man that God picks. Because when you pick, then there's all type of chaos that comes along behind that. And I know firsthand because, you know, I've picked and my children have suffered because of that. And, you know, thank God for repentance and the sea of forgetfulness. But when you sin, there is still consequence. And although God didn't, you know, the Bible says that a righteous man, he falls, but God still has him. You understand what I'm saying? So although I made some mistakes, God still had me where had I not been righteous, had I not been called by his name, I would have fallen a lot further. So I would admonish, to piggyback off of you, Raz, and Ronnie, we need to allow God to make the correct decisions when it comes down to who we mate with, who's in our life, and we can't be just based on loneliness because all it does is breed disaster, heartache, open the door for other spiritual attacks, you know. And this is for the believer. And if you're a non-believer, it's time to get your life together and listen to God because you're going around. This is for somebody out there. You're going around in a revolving circle and you're saying, why is this happening? It's happening because you haven't chose to submit your life to the Father. So it's time to submit your life today. Your time is short. Whoever it is that I'm talking to, your time is short. And it's time to bow down and to lay it down at his feet. Are things going to change immediately? No. But when you take a step, God will take a step. So take the step. Ask Jesus into your life right now, right where you are. Ask him into your life right now. And lay it at the altar, and then watch how things begin to change. I don't know who that was for, where that came from. I know it came from the unction of the Holy Spirit, but it is absolutely detrimental in this time that we let the discernment of the Holy Spirit lead us to who we're supposed to be with. That's my comment.
Wow. Man. That's why we have Nick in the show. Ronnie, what do you think about that, man? That was powerful.
No, it was true. It was true. You know, we're reading a lot of headlines about the, you know, calamity in the world and, you know, the climate of society right now. The only way, just like the sister said, I think you said it right, is to submit yourself to the truth because the rest of it is deception. And so, you know, I agree with her. You know, I agree you do allow a lot of spiritual, you know, snares in your life by not being submitted to the Father. And, you know, there's some things that only God can handle because they're spiritual. And so once you line up with the Father, you're freed and delivered from a lot of things you can't be freed from at the NA class or the self-help book or the yoga class cannot free you or deliver you from some of these spiritual strongholds that are against you. So, you know, I agree, submit yourself to the truth and be saved, receive eternal life.
Absolutely.
That's it.
You know, I want to take, we have a call from the 909-294 number. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, I guess they just want to listen in. All right.
Right.
Well, Wanda, do we have any more breaking news going on?
No, that's the only story I had. Did you mention about the, did you hear anything about the airline worker? He was an African, and they have him detained because they think he sent bombs to different locations. But he was like some kind of deranged believer, because he has a website talking about America, and he's got pictures with the cross and, you know, 316 John. Did you hear about that, brother?
I did not hear about that.
Okay, well, I'll follow up on you. But yeah, this maybe about last week, there's a Nigerian guy who was a worker at the airline, and he was not Desert Storm, but he was in Iraq, and he was a veteran from Iraq, so he was a serviceman, and so he was working at the airport in Inglewood. And he got fired, and, you know, they treated it like a disgruntled employee case, where they thought he was going to come and do something to his ex-boss or coworkers, but all he did was send them letters, and he was writing them letters in scripture, and he opened up a website on how America was in decline, and, you know, how America better straighten up, and they just, you know, detained him, and I've been waiting to see what the follow-up story is on that.
Wow. That's crazy. One thing I think I shared this with you, Nikki, was and I shared it with you too, Ronnie, but I think we decided not to discuss it last week, but I do want to bring it to the forefront this week, and that's this. I read an article in an online news article that stated that aborted fetuses are now becoming a delicacy in China and Taiwan, which
what?
Is being purchased. Yeah, aborted fetuses are now becoming a delicacy used as an aphrodisiac for sexual enhancement and used as a vitamin type of supplement. And when I heard that, my heart, man, I was so devastated when I heard that. Just the whole aborted fetus thing, and then just and your that's cannibalism, brother.
Mm.
And apparently, you can purchase aborted fetuses in Taiwan for like around $70. This is disgusting. And Nikki, I want to pass that to you. What do you think about that?
Not only is it's not just disgusting; it's just downright demonic.
Because,
like
demonic.
You said, it's cannibalism. People are eating human flesh. It's like, what is that? And then it goes to show how perverted the world has become. I mean, it's like, so this is okay. And they're using it for vitamins and an aphrodisiac. It's like, so a dead baby supposed to, you know, increase the sex drive? I mean, this is so backwards, because sex is used for procreation. So look how backwards that is. We have sex, then abort the baby, then let's eat it so we can have more sex. What? Like, for real?
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's just how demonic and perverted and twisted the world is.
Well, Ronnie, we talked about in the days of Noah, it's going to be like in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, that was going on back then too, right? There was cannibalism. There was all kinds of craziness going on.
Yeah, that falls into like not only cannibalism, not only nastiness, but it also falls into the child sacrifice. It's sad. It's really sick. I mean, it speaks for itself that to get to that point, you have to be controlled by something, spiritually controlled by something that hates humanity and God's creation to do something like that. You cannot be in your right mind to do something like that.
Definitely. And another thing I really wanted to talk about too was this: is that we live in the greatest country in the whole world, where the technology is bar none, but yet we can't stop child pornography. We cannot stop human sex trafficking. How is that? Is there something really behind that what's going on, or is, I mean, for real? I mean, they can catch. They can catch, you know, people doing different things that are of lesser offense, but they can't catch these people. So what's really going on?
Satan doesn't want it to stop.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. I mean, and you know, unfortunately, you know, he's ruling right now, this atmosphere right now, so... You know, as time go on, this is why it's so important to be submitted to God, to actually be a believer, to be saved, and us who are saved to use discernment, because things are just going to get more and more perverse as the day go on. And it's like you have to know who you serve, and because the lines are being blurred so bad, and the Bible even says, if it be at all possible, even the very elect will be deceived. Well, you know, I think we talked a couple weeks ago about how we have snooty believers, or the believers who feel like, you know, oh, I got it all together, and now I'm looking down on you because, you know, you're kind of like a peasant believer type of thing. Even some of those people who thought they had it all together will fall away, will be drawn away by their own, because the lines are being blurred. So discernment is absolutely necessary. Having a personal relationship with God is absolutely necessary. And mind you, I said a personal relationship with God, not a personal relationship with your pastor or the deacon or the prophet of the house. It's you having a personal relationship with God, because a person is just that, a person. And the very temptations that we go through, those people who we deem in higher authority go through those temptations as well. So that's where you get people that are so sold out to ministry one day and then absolutely abandon the faith a year or two later. That's because their relationship was with God via man. It has to be straight between you and the Father. So, I mean, we just have to stay prayed up and listen to God, you know, because it's getting crazy out here. But God said it will be like this.
Absolutely. Now, Nikki, quickly change the topic just slightly. Now, you are a single mom and a very successful woman, as a matter of fact, and there's probably single women out there, single moms listening right now, who now, what would you tell them? How would you advise them to stay focused, stay away from the no good dudes? You know what I mean? Trusting God, believe for the best. What would you tell those young women right now, or women in your position listening right now, who may be tired, who may be impatient, who may be, you know what I'm saying? The challenges of life are just, you know what I mean, are just coming against them. What would you say to them to encourage them, to let them know that God's got them, that things will get better? And, Ronnie, I think I'm going to pose that question to you, because I think we just lost Nikki. We'll probably get it back in a second.
What would I say to the moms?
I guess so.
I'll take it from someone who was raised by a single mom. What was good was the fact that no matter what, I wasn't my household wasn't in disarray. You know, my foundation was pretty solid. You know, with my dad being, you know, not totally gone, but, you know, the household was me and my mom, and what she did that was, I believe, helped me through my life, you know, being not saved, was that I had a sense of my home was not somewhere that would be shaken. It wasn't shaky, and it didn't depend on an outside source. It was really just me and her. It wasn't like I had all these things going on in my house to blow my mind. And when I went home, there was peace. When I went home, you know, it didn't depend on somebody else to have my mom be a certain way. She was her own woman, being, you know, covered. I believe she was led by God, because she always had reverence for God. And so what she did successfully was make sure our home was our home. It belonged to my mom and I. It didn't belong to, she wasn't chasing a guy to fill a, she wasn't, she didn't need friends and drama. Our house wasn't always packed with people, you know, and when it was, you know, that wasn't the norm. That was like, you know, we were trying to usher people out for the strong and make sure your home is a place that belongs to you and your children, and nobody else can come in and change the climate or dictate what's good and what we're going to do this week, except outside of you and your children, because that's your family, and you two will be one. Meaning, you know, in the proper context, you guys will be one in your home. The single mom and her children, you know, until God, with God covering them. And so, you know, as someone who was in the position of being raised in a single parent home, the fact that my mom's house was our home, and there wasn't people coming in and out to distract us. We had our own bond, and there was things we expected out of each other, and we delivered, and we worked on that, even if we didn't deliver. But you know, it was just us in our home growing with each other. So I just want to encourage the single mothers that it's okay, you know, to just focus on your children and focus on a peaceful home first.
Absolutely. I think we have Nikki back. Nikki there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. The devil was mad. He didn't want to hear what I had to say. What were you saying, Ray?
Okay, Nikki, we have 3 minutes left. If you can do it in like 2 minutes real quick. I just wanted you to encourage the single mothers out there that could be listening who are, you're pretty successful as a single mother who raised 4 kids on her own, and you have a successful, successful businesswoman. So I wanted to hear what you may have to say to encourage the, you know, the women out there who could be in your position who are just perhaps maybe, you know, like, you know, fed up with dealing with, you know, situations of lack and you know, being with men and all kinds of situations of, you know, financial issues and raising kids, the frustration of that in this world system we're living in right now. So real quick, Nikki, what would you have to say to mothers in those positions?
The first thing I would say to mothers, single mothers that are in those positions, one thing is that as a single mother, you always have the threat of not having enough. So therefore, I would say, I don't care what it is, how little it is, I would say tithe according to what the Bible says. There was times where I did not have a job, but everything I got, every piece of money that came into me, I tithe that 10%. I would also say, single mothers, that the only thing you have, God is your husband as a single mother. And so, therefore, you need to stay on your face before you start your day. You get on your face and you cover your children and you go to God and you allow him to cover you. Thirdly, what I would say is you don't let any and everybody in your house. You make sure you set a standard for your children. And being moral doesn't mean just doing what's good when somebody's watching you. It means doing what's good when nobody's even watching, because God sees all things. And kids are very, very sensitive and discerning, so they can pick up what's fake and phony. So the three things are tithing, your devotion before your day starts, and watching who comes across your threshold. Oh, and the fourth thing, anoint your home with oil.
Absolutely. Excellent point. Guys, the show is over. We'll be back same time next week, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Friday. My name is Raz Williams, your host. I want to thank you for Nikki. I want to say thank you to Ronnie. I want to give a shout-out to Margo, who's probably listening right now. I see you, girl. I want to give a shout out to the other 909-294 person who just called in to listen. God bless you all. We'll see you next time, next week. Peace.
Peace.